Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. And it is a very, very busy weekend, particularly today. If you're a fan of WWE, it is the WWE Hell in a Cell pay-per-view tonight. Brock Lesnar versus Undertaker in their final pay-per-view match ever. At least that's how it's being billed. And I really have no idea why it wouldn't be. It's taking place tonight in the Hell in a Cell cage. Also tonight in a Hell in a Cell cage, Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt. And what will hopefully be the end of that feud forever. We're going to run down the entire card here on the show, starting after the first break with Mike Sempervivi. We're going to talk about all of the news, including what looks to be the most talked about wrestling news story of the day, that being that John Cena has a mystery opponent in the John Cena U.S. title open challenge tonight. Nobody knows who it is. A lot of names have been bandied about. We've got a list of names that it almost certainly will not be, and we can speculate who might be challenging for the title. This is John Cena's final show until December 26th in Madison Square Garden, unless plans change. But as things stand right now, this is his final match until December 26th. And so he's either going to go out dropping the title, or he's going to go out not dropping the title. We can discuss that on the show today. We'll also be taking your phone calls throughout the day. 425-488-0525. Text messages to 425-780-7566. F4W Online is the Skype. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529 is the toll-free number. All of these numbers up on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey sports fans, it's time to take football to a whole new level. Put the excitement back in the game and put your money where your mouth is. Real Vegas odds and incredible player props make MyBookie your best bet this season. Did the game already go off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live betting on all your favorite sporting events. Create your account today. Right now, the baseball playoffs are in full swing. Don't just watch the game, be a part of it. It's time to get off the sidelines and start winning today. We guarantee fast, convenient payouts over the phone or online. MyBookie is the best website for all of your wagering needs. Call now at 844-900-BETS. Enter promo code USA. That's USA. And receive a 100% bonus. That's 844-900-2387. Or go online to MyBookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
When you work out, you give it your all. At the gym or outdoors, it's intense, impactful, non-stop. You need a headphone that keeps up and won't fall out. With iSport, you get pure monster sound, a comfortable fit, washability, and control talk at your fingertips, so you don't miss a call. Choose from a range of noise isolations with iSport Intensity, Victory, and Strive, or go wireless with iSport Freedom. Monster iSport, the athlete's headphone. Available at Target and Best Buy or online at monsterproducts.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Never not funny when I hear that Mike's hot, as Mike Sempervivi joins us here on the show today. It is Wrestling Observer Live, everybody. We're here for 2 hours today. It is Hell in a Cell Sunday. We're going to run down the entire card for the show here on the program today. We'll take your phone calls, emails, text messages, the whole nine yards, and we'll talk the mystery of John Cena's opponent in the open challenge here tonight. This from the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, an article by Dave. We've had confirmation minutes ago that those in NXT have said Samoa Joe is scheduled to wrestle on one of the two shows in Sacramento today, which would eliminate him from speculation as far as being John Cena's opponent in the U.S. title match. As noted on the audio last night, there was a rumor in L.A. regarding Joe in that spot, but that made no sense to me because I don't think they'd have him work an NXT show yesterday if that was the case. Last night, we were told by someone close to the situation that Joe was never scheduled for the spot. We have a correspondent in Sacramento who said he has not seen Joe personally, but was told he is scheduled to wrestle and was still in Sacramento. Tyler Breeze, another name speculated about online in recent days, is also currently in Sacramento in an autograph signing. So it doesn't look like it's either of those two guys. Maybe James Storm. This, Mike, is the exact same thing I was talking about several days ago, which is when you announce a mystery opponent for Raw or SmackDown or some random television show, that's one thing. When you announce a mystery opponent for a pay-per-view, even a network-exclusive pay-per-view, even though it's not really exclusive, people start thinking of the biggest names and big surprises. And all I can say is I hope they have somebody.
I do too, because the bar has been raised high, and I am ready for 2 hours of speculation on seeing who everybody believes that it would be. And to be honest, the other reason I hope it's big is because it may be, God knows what happens on this show, but going into it, I don't have a lot of expectations. The Undertaker-Brock Lesnar match to me has not been built up well. There's a lot on this show that has not been built up well. But one thing that you do have is, who is John Cena going to face? And like you said, the bar is high, speculation is rampant. I mean, people have thrown out the most ridiculous names that would never, you know, that are not going to be there. You know, the guys who are contracted talent elsewhere that, but this is what happens now with this John Cena open challenge.
Who's one of those names that was contracted elsewhere?
The AJ Styles one was interesting.
I never even heard AJ Styles. Yeah, that one's not happening.
That one was floated out and about. I don't know where Kurt Angle stands right now. That one has been floated out and about because I guess he's in Los Angeles, the rumor goes. So,
well, he's definitely in Los Angeles, and I did have somebody ask me what his contractual status was. And to the best of my knowledge, I could be wrong about this, to the best of my knowledge, he is still under contract with TNA for a very little while. I think it expires in November. He announced that he was not re-signing, but he announced that at a time when he was still under contract. And I guess he was just letting the world know that he was going to be a free agent. But I think he's under contract with TNA until November.
Yeah, and it's, you know, there is Daniel Bryan, but I don't think that would be something that they would... I don't think that would be the best idea in the world.
Why?
Carlito with Daniel Bryan?
Yeah.
I think, from WWE's point of view, I mean, I take that back. From Vince McMahon's point of view, what are we going to do? How fast is this guy going to get hurt again? Can you imagine that? And obviously, they have their thing with Daniel Bryan. I don't even know how this works as far as him being cleared or what they're saving him for or anything else. But to be honest with you, I would kind of survey the scene when it comes to him because you know what you've got and you know what the fan reaction is going to be. I don't want to say I would wait as long as I can with him, but I would take, unlike the previous 2 years, I would wait till after the Royal Rumble if you're going to bring him back, unless you have some great idea for him that he will be feuding with somebody through the Rumble. And actually, I take that back. Forget it. Just keep him away from the Royal Rumble and don't do anything with him until February if you're going to bring him back.
Well, that's if you want to do Roman Reigns. Well, actually, if you want to do Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, he shouldn't be back at the Royal Rumble or February or anytime soon, anytime until after WrestleMania. But here's the deal with Daniel Bryan. He has seen his own doctor who said, "You're doing great. You're cleared to go." He has also seen the WWE doctor who is telling him, "No, you are not good to go and you are not cleared." So Daniel Bryan is going to see one more doctor. He may have already seen the doctor, I don't know. But he was going to see one more world-class doctor. And his deal was, if this guy clears me, if this third doctor says, "You know what, you're doing great," then that's two doctors who've told me I'm fine, and the WWE doctor has told me I'm not fine. So therefore, as soon as I can leave WWE, I'll go wrestle somewhere else. That's option number one. Option number two is the second doctor clears him. He's got two world-class doctors that have cleared him. And so the WWE doctor says, "Fine, you're cleared." And he comes back and he wrestles for WWE. The third option is he has said that if he goes to this third doctor, and the third doctor also says, "Dude, I don't know what the other doctor was talking about, but we're not clearing you here. You're not good." Then he says if he's got two doctors telling him that, then it's probably going to be the end of his career. So a lot hinges on this third doctor. And I don't want people all over the internet reporting that I'm speculating Daniel Bryan is going to be at the show tonight. All I'm saying is that it is possible that Daniel Bryan went to that doctor. He got cleared by that doctor. WWE has cleared him. And that is setting up him returning as a mystery opponent for John Cena tonight. Do I think that's going to happen? No. Is it possible that could happen? Yes.
Anything is possible. Carlito showing up tonight could possibly be possible.
It could be Carlito. Wouldn't be my pick.
No, not. Would you bring back Jesus, Aaron Aguilera, to stab Cena again to send him on his way?
Listen,
isn't that the implied storyline when Carlito debuted and won the U.S. title?
Yes. I have nothing against Carlito. I
think you do.
I think his gimmick sucks. I have nothing against him, but I'm just looking at this like...
Hey, he lives his gimmick. I mean, the whole lazy thing, you know.
When fans start speculating about AJ Styles and Samoa Joe and James Storm, if you bring back Carlito, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Carlito's big in L.A., but I think if you bring back Carlito, that's not going to go over very well.
Would it go over well if they decide to go with, and this may make people shiver, but Dolph Ziggler, which would make no sense on the surface, except you would get the belt off of John Cena.
Well, he's already working.
That's true. That's true.
Now, Dean Ambrose is not working. But here's a problem with anybody Maybe plans have changed, but I do know that as of a little while ago, John Cena was not going to be losing this title. John Cena was going to leave as the champion, be gone for a little while, and come back as the champion. Maybe they've changed their mind. Maybe they've realized, you know what? Why would we do a mystery partner? Why would we get everybody excited? Why would we either debut or bring some surprise up or even use Dean Ambrose or whoever, get everybody excited, and then have John Cena win? Maybe they've realized that would be a bad idea. I don't know. I think it's a bad idea, but we're going to find out a lot tonight. Trust me.
Damian Cenadal.
Bad idea.
They're all bad ideas, again, because the bar is raised so high. I mean, I don't, you know, people are expecting Shinsuke Nakamura to come walking through or something like that.
It's not gonna be
Nakamura. I just hope they have something, because expectations are up there. And again, going into this show, the way everything has gone, I mean, it may be great. They may have a lot of ideas coming out of this thing, but how we've gone into it, this is one of the only things that's causing intrigue. So if it does end up striking out, it might be a bad night.
We should just make like a giant list of all current wrestling male superstars, and we could just spend an hour running down each name, and I could say bad idea after every single solitary one of them.
Well,
which tells you a little bit about the state of Raw.
If anybody, you know, if they want to call in or if they want to tweet, I want who they actually would believe will be the opponent, and then who their reach is. Not somebody too crazy, like, you know, Tanahashi or something like that, but maybe a stretch, too. I'd like to see two.
We had to break. Everybody back in just a moment with more of Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We're joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Hell in a Cell Sunday here on the show. We're taking your phone calls and much, much more. Stand by, everybody. Now we're back. All right, let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Eric. I'm calling from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Eric from Las Vegas. I presume you're the one that sent in the Global Force tapings.
Yes, I am, and I thank you for publishing that for me.
What's happening?
I wanted to talk about, because I was at the Global Force show Friday night.
How was it?
To be honest, for if it was an independent wrestling show, it was pretty good. But for what the Jarretts are presenting and what they are hoping to present, it just came off like a typical independent show. I guess it's the best way to put it. And another problem, I don't know how they're going to do this for TV, how they're going to work it, but the arena was pretty much almost empty. There was maybe 400 fans in the building.
Well, really, at the end of the day, it is just an independent group. I mean, they're trying to run indie shows. I have seen some of the video from the tapings, and they actually do a pretty good job in terms of production. It's no worse than TNA. Some of the stuff that I've seen, it actually looks better than TNA. And so if you can shoot it right, if you can light it right, if you can produce it right, and you can sell it internationally, none of what you just said matters. So the big question is, can they do all of that?
I would say yes. They do have a really good production staff. I mean, the show in the building, it looked great. The lighting was very well done. The matches were excellent. The guys, everybody from top to bottom, just worked their rear ends off. It was a great show to watch, but there were a few moments during the show that it went from this is a top flight organization to feeling like it was right down to a. There were a couple things they shouldn't have done, and one of them, they were promoting the movie that Roddy Piper was in, The Masked Saint. And they actually had the actor who played the Saint wrestle on the show, and it was not very good.
Tell us about Nick Aldis getting busted open.
I was at ringside, and when I saw it, happen, and never because Chris Masters Mordeski had some sort of a pipe in his hand. And when he came up, I mean, there was blood. It was one of the worst hard ways I had seen. And I've been watching wrestling since 1979, and this was pretty brutal. They had to.
So he waffled him with a pipe
during the match during the show.
He hit him with a pipe.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He hit him with a pipe.
Yeah, it wasn't very long. It was like maybe a few inches long, and that's what they were using. And When they got him to the vac like instantly, and he had blood. It looked like it was like behind his ear and behind his head, but it was bad, and he was not happy.
I can imagine.
And they had to stop the show to replace the canvas because there was blood everywhere. And I was like going, and it made me cringe. It was pretty gruesome.
Well, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call and the report that you sent in for the front page right there. We got to move on here, but I heard it was a disgusting, gruesome hard way, busted open. Not even a, I guess you can't call it a, he was bloody. Not a blade job. This was legit. And problem is, they're trying to shoot a television taping for a pilot or to sell internationally. And I guess they're going to have to do a bunch of black and white or whatever, because not sure that's the best thing you want to put on your television, a gruesome faucet-leaking bloodbath when you're trying to sell this thing. Which, by the way, we're not going to see this tonight, but they didn't mention anywhere during the build-up for The Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar that, in fact, this is their second Hell in a Cell match. And if you remember the first one, there was, I guess, probably an equally gruesome blade job in that match, and there was blood everywhere. It was, I'm sure it's up on the WWE Network if you really want to go find it if you've never seen it, but one of the most gruesome bloodbaths of all time in that Hell in a Cell cage. We're not going to see that tonight.
Now, was Eddie in JBL, was that in a cell or was that a regular match? Is that when Eddie just went crazy deep?
I think that was a regular match. I could be wrong.
God. Yeah, that's, I guess in a way, I'm sure Jeff Jarrett would love to have that out there on TV and the shock value of it. But in 2015, shopping new product, I don't know exactly if that would be the best way to go. I guess GFW could be a Las Vegas house show promotion, though. I guess they could battle it out with Paragon Pro over the who's going to have the rights to the Whirlwind Gentleman.
Should mention, by the way, this text message here on the same subject. Do you guys think they should stop doing cage and Hell in a Cell matches since there is a no blood rule?
No, I don't think that would be the reason why. I think you need to have a reason to have the cage around you. You know, you can't have a cage and have constant interference. You can't have a cage as the beginning of a feud or something like that. I mean, they just need to utilize... Well, there's a lot when it comes to storylines, but they just need to utilize these types of gimmick matches much, much better. I understand if you grew up back in the day where there was, you know, and through the Attitude Era where there was a lot of blood, where it made sense to have blood if a guy was being thrown into, you know, the metal cage. But at this point, to me, I don't think you can get rid of it. It's still woven into the fabric of pro wrestling for me, but I think you need to utilize them better and make them mean more.
It's the same thing they do every year. It's October, and so we must do a Hell in a Cell match. It's not even like they turn Hell in a Cell into a Halloween gimmick. It's just, we do this every October. It doesn't matter if the matches in the cell should be there or not. We're just going to do them. Why, aside from the fact that it's their third match in a blow-off and they need something to sell pay-per-view, why is Undertaker and Brock Lesnar in a cage? I realize that there was a little bit of interference in the SummerSlam match. Like Paul Heyman was there as a distraction or the referee didn't see something or whatever. There wasn't even that, actually, now that I think about it. Why is Bray Wyatt and Roman Reigns in a cell? Is it because, I mean, that one at least makes a little bit of sense, but, I mean, it's just, you could do any cage match. You could do any sort of, you could do anything. Why are these matches Hell in a Cell matches other than it's October? That's the problem to me, not the idea of having the matches. I mean, a cage match, the idea of a cage match is not, this will be a bloody match. The idea of a cage match is, bunch of terrible stuff happened, bunch of dudes always ran in, or a bunch of dudes always ran away, and mm-hmm. thus they're being put inside a cage. There's no way in, and there's no way out. And so the two men have to battle it out until one man remains standing. You could argue they should have given up on cage matches in the 80s when they started doing the escape the cage finish, which was such a stupid idea for a cage match. The winner of a cage match is the man who flees. What a bad idea.
It is, but at least that was built on guys that would run away from, like, Bruno Sammartino. That's why it was different in WWF as compared to the rest of the country that had these matches. It was because... people wanted to see Bruno finally get this, you know, rat trapped in the corner and they can't run away, and he'd beat the hell out of them and he'd walk out like a man victorious, you know, kick the cage door open and walk out, leaving, you know, that you know, a wasted mass of humanity in the ring, and that guy got what he deserved. So if you want to do that and you want to build up to a storyline with that, then yeah, it would make more sense. But That's the problem with all of these themed pay-per-views that, anybody does. You know, TNA with Lockdown, having everything in a cage and this and Hell in a Cell. It just, it leads to, you're not booking an angle to tell a story. You're booking, you know, and in this case, when it comes to The Undertaker and Brock Lesnar, even more so than Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt, which would make sense if they had done more to build up to this Hell in a Cell match. You know, they've done a lot with each other, but they didn't build towards this match. When it comes to Brock and The Undertaker, it's like they announced it almost in passing, you know, as part of a video promo.
It was in passing. It was a video package.
Exactly. And then they never said a word, and until Monday night, there was pretty much nothing, absolutely nothing hyping this thing up. So this is just a piece of a much, much bigger problem, which we've been talking about now for weeks.
We're going to take more phone calls when we come back from the break. We got people on the line. And by the way, everybody, today is the debut of the WWE's newest somewhat reality show, which is Breaking Ground. It was supposed to debut on, in fact, I'm sure it debuted on Facebook and YouTube, but it is already available on the WWE Network. It was originally only going to air after the pay-per-view, but it's up right now. If you want to head up to the network later on today and check it out, WWE Breaking Ground is a half hour long. I've already watched the first show. The normal runtime will be immediately following Raw every week. So this is a one-time thing here on Sunday. It'll air on Mondays from now on. It is a good show. And in some ways, it's so good that it really makes me even more disappointed with what's going on the Raw show. But I can talk about that a little bit later on. Back in just a moment with more Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Dennis is listening in Cleveland. Dennis, you're on the air. What's going on?
Well, I was thinking about the U.S. title predictions, and I got to be honest that my number one pick is Dolph Ziggler. I know he's working the pre-show and everything, but he doesn't get a lot of ring time. He's the only one that honestly makes sense. He's already gone through and said that he doesn't want to stay much longer, possibly. You know, his comedy career is kind of taken off, so I think WWE is going to want to hold on to him, throw a belt on him, and hope he stays. And my long shot, I think everyone kind of hopes Daniel Bryan's going to come back, but is he going to overshadow everybody else? And that's kind of what they got to worry about there, I think.
It could be Dolph Ziggler. I mean, that was one of the ideas, that Dolph would challenge Cena, and then he would be screwed by Tyler Breeze, who debuted on SmackDown. They're obviously going to be feuding. I mean, I suppose Dolph could win, and then Tyler Breeze and Dolph would feud over the title, but for some reason I don't see that happening. But
I think that'd be a good feud for the two of them, because, I mean, you've got the show-off against the Pretty Boy. I think that's good programming, and they need something strong with the U.S. title, with Cena hopefully dropping it since he's taken time off. I mean, they've built took so much time to build the title up, and then he's going to leave for a couple months and take the title with him. It's, you know, wasted work.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. I think that Dolph is popular enough that he wouldn't be a huge disappointment, although the problem is that John Cena and Dolph have already wrestled each other, and John Cena won clean in the middle. So, I don't know what you do there.
True, but
let's go to the phones. Right. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Oh, man, Ryan, it's been so long.
I have a question for you about the Ultimate Warrior. Why do you think he'll never get into the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame? Because if every time you get into FYE, like, that's about the only thing you can find, pretty much, is Hulk Hogan and Ultimate Warrior merchandise. So he's, like, one of the most recognized figures in the history of pro wrestling.
Hey, Ryan, buddy, do you subscribe to the website?
That's a secret.
That's a secret? I take it that's a no. Well, listen, buddy. If you sign up, you can read all about the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame. And I will give you a teaser. And that is that the reason that the Ultimate Warrior is not in the WWE or the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame is because the Hall of Fame is voted upon by a large panel of voters. Historians, reporters, former wrestlers, active wrestlers, they all have a vote, and you have to get 60% of the vote to go in. And so
I have
the
a
reason
based on that.
What was that?
I have a question based on that. Is it because he like treated those reporters poorly and like those wrestlers poorly that vote on it? Like was too stiff with them in the ring and like maybe treated didn't give the scoops to the reporters that they needed?
Maybe it could be that none of them feel that he should be in the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame. Is that a possibility?
I don't know.
I'll answer that, yes.
Pile driver.
Okay. What about a pile driver?
He mastered the pile driver, and that's a move that no one can seem to figure out in WWE.
He mastered the pile driver.
He could take it like a champ, and he could give it out like a champ.
Okay, so if you had a ballot in the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame, and you saw the name The Ultimate Warrior, based on the fact that he was able to successfully take a pile driver, you would vote yes for him going into the Hall of Fame.
Well, you also said the way he gives a pile driver, too.
Ultimate Warrior never gave a pile driver.
He could be talking about a different kind of pile driver.
Ryan, did you ever see the Ultimate Warrior do a pile driver?
Yes, he did about all the big matches like he did the pile driver.
He didn't do it in the Hulk Hogan match.
Well, Hogan probably didn't want to take it.
I don't think he did in the Randy Savage match. Can anyone listening to this alert me if the Ultimate Warrior ever performed, preferably with a YouTube video, because I don't believe that the Ultimate Warrior ever executed a pile driver.
I don't think he did it against Sergeant Slaughter either.
I know he didn't do it against Sergeant Slaughter.
I'll provide you a video.
All right, Ryan, you provide me a video. Got it? And then I won't provide you a ballot. How about that? Thank you very much for the call. 1-800-878-PLAY, everybody. It's 1-800-878-7529 or the studio line 425-488-0525 if you want to give us a call.
I'm a little bit disappointed in Ryan because I thought we would get some random predictions to be the qualified candidate to face off against John Cena tonight, possibly somebody that wrestled at the local rec center.
I believe Daryl in Yonkers is on the air. Daryl, what's going on?
How's it going, everybody? As far as the question you posted earlier today, I posted on your Twitter, Mike, that maybe Rob Van Dam would be a good candidate.
Rob Van Dam lives in L.A. He does live in L.A.
And I like how you put it, too. Enough of a surprise below expectations. And again, especially if you're not going to take the title off of John Cena, if he's going to be out for this 6-8 weeks, whatever it's going to take to do this show or whatever it is that he's doing, you know, you get the huge pop for Van Damme. He gets to do all of his moves. Cool. You know, whatever, the banana peel, Cena gets the win. That could actually make people happy.
That's a good guess, Daryl. I don't know if that's who it's going to be, but if it is, you're the winner.
No. Well, and the other thing I wanted to talk about is, what do you think will be the 5-on-5 tag match for Survivor Series? I'm guessing they could do something with the Wyatts and whomever, or maybe they can build on this pre-show match and throw another four guys into it and have a match. I don't know.
Yeah, I want to thank you very much for the call. I'm not sure. I mean, I presume they're doing a 5-on-5 match at Survivor Series. I've heard nothing about it, but I don't know. The main event scene is so... You already don't have Randy Orton. You don't have John Cena. You're not going to have Brock Lesnar. You're not going to have Undertaker. I mean, I hope they have something bigger than a 5-on-5 mid-card match for Survivor Series. Otherwise, they're in big trouble.
I can't see them. I mean, I can definitely see a 5-on-5, but I could also see it not mattering either, you know, or having it being third down on the list of importance on that show. You know, if you're still upset at all with Rusev and you got... You know, you got enough guys on that roster where you could have a 5-on-5 match and not have it affect whatever it is you're going to do with, you know, Brock Lesnar or whatever you're going to have on the very top of that show, Seth Rollins, whatever it's going to be.
To the studio line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from? That's you. You're on the air. Hello.
Oh, is that me?
Yeah, that's you.
Sorry, Brian. Yo, I didn't know it was a studio. All right, never mind. Bez, Chris in Las Vegas. I also went to Global First Wrestling, and I tell you what, Chael Sonnen needs to be on the show all the time, every time. They just book him over the whole show. It'll be all right. And then they had another guy that, you ever hear that Henry Maxwell? He was managing the Kong person, and he's absolutely
Kongo
hilarious.
Kongo
Kong. But his manager is absolutely hilarious. They don't belong together in any sense of the imagination. And it's just a weird dynamic.
Describe for the listeners Kongo Kong and his manager.
Oh, my God. So Kongo Kong has this large hair, like almost like a Carlito, but probably way more wilder than that. He's kind of built like a sort of like Rikishi, and he lives in these high riser tights, and
he's a wild man, is what you're saying. I can hear Mike furiously typing for
wild. Yep. And then you have Maxwell. He's wearing a little bow tie and his suit, and his hair is combed over. He looks like a complete something out of the 1950s, with just clean cut as could be. And he's jumping around and falling down over, and he's tripping over himself, and he climbs into the ring and he falls again. And they totally don't belong together, but it totally worked.
So he's not overselling as a wacky manager?
He is totally a wacky manager.
But is it too much?
What's that?
Is it too much?
It can be if they're actually trying to have an awesome match. He is doing stuff outside But, I mean, the crowd was kind of all over him from where I was sitting.
Interesting. Any other? How about the bloodbath?
The bloodbath, I know he hit him with the bar, but I didn't know that it was going to be Hardaway. I thought they had it planned because they always take an intermission, and it seemed like a good intermission time. So I thought they were just, that was what their plan was. They're like, oh, we're going to change the mat just so they could have intermission. So I actually wasn't expecting that. I thought that was their plan all along, was to bust him up.
Well, I can tell you one thing. It was not their plan all along to bust him up like that.
It was pretty heavy.
All right. Well, listen, Chris, I want to thank you very much for the call today. I'm shocked that we got a level-headed television show report and not his usual anti-WWE rant. Maybe he'll save that for tomorrow after Hell in a Cell. We have been told, everybody, by those that have seen run sheets, that it's looking like this show is going to be much better than the build-up, which is not saying a lot, but it still is a positive.
I like that. By the way, this Henry Maxwell may be related to you. I went
to
his Facebook page, and Henry Maxwell Alvarez, with a cartoon of him in a red tuxedo with a nice glittery bow tie, holding a martini, and I'm assuming because he's old school gin.
Hold on. I hate to interrupt. Producer Scott has alerted me that apparently a Terry Funk from the Double Cross Ranch in Texas is allegedly on the line. Terry, you are on the air.
Hey, gentlemen. This is legendary hardcore Terry Funk.
How you doing, Terry?
I can't believe I called in and I got put on hold.
It's hard to believe.
Yes, sir. I tell you what, I'm the master of the pile driver. I should be going into the Hall of Fame because I pile drive Ric Flair through the table back in the 90s. And every time my name came up, his eyes would bulge. The veins in his neck would bulge. Hell, I thought he was having a coronary. That's because I am the hardcore legend, Terry Funk.
Terry, before you hang up, I wanted to alert you that you're in both the WWF, WWE, and Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame.
Well, hell, buddy, I got Alzheimer's. I forgot what the hell I called.
Okay, all right. He was doing all right for a minute there.
It was like Stone Cold Terry Funk right there.
Well, yeah, buddy, you know,
how like did that match go? Was that last night Jerry Lawler and Terry Funk?
Last night was Jerry Lawler and Terry Funk, and
I want to hear a report on that.
All I know is that a fireball was thrown. Jerry Lawler threw a fireball at Terry Funk.
You know what? The classics never die. I'm glad that no matter how old you get, the fiery fingers of Jerry Lawler still exist, and he can still throw that amazing fireball.
All right, to the studio line. You're on the air. Who is this?
I don't think they're there.
I think they hung up. What a string of calls we've had.
They couldn't follow up Terry Funk.
Few can. Ralph, you're on the air. Oh, Ralph was calling on two lines. Ralph, you're on the air on this line now.
Hello?
Ralph, what is happening over there? You're on the air. What's going on?
Hi, it's John from Arkansas.
Okay, John, listen. Stay on the line. We're going to go to commercial, and we'll pick you up when we come back. This is a live show, everybody. Hard to believe it's not pre-produced. I'll be back in just a moment. Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, John, we're back, and you are on the air. What's on your mind?
Oh, I'm kind of with you guys. I'm hoping that they've got something special planned for that, for tonight. All that the hype leading into it just kind of was very lackluster. I would like to see some real creative surprises tonight. I'm not going to hold my breath for those.
Are you calling in from Walden? It sounds like you're walking in the woods.
I'm walking outside to dump some trash.
Oh, great. That couldn't wait 2 minutes, but go ahead.
I'm sorry about that, Brian. I was just hoping that they do something great and creative tonight. I've not been impressed in recent weeks with a large scale of what they do. I have nothing against any of the guys on the roster, guys or girls, that are out there doing their thing, but God, could we please try to just break from the norm of what we have been doing? Because it's not working. The John Cena thing is getting old and stale. Nobody's advancing beyond a past a certain point. It's just, it gets very frustrating and arduous to watch programs.
Well, let me tell you something, John.
You guys, because you're the ones who have to cover a lion's share of this stuff, and I don't blame you for banging your head against the wall in certain situations.
Well, I do try to avoid banging my head against the wall. John, I want to thank you very much for the call. We got to head to a break, but I will give you some good news. I don't know if it's going to be good, but I think that the finish they do with the Brock Lesnar-Undertaker match will at least be creative. So be ready for that. Ahead to an hourly break, everybody. When we come back, we will preview the Hell in a Cell show. Take your phone calls. I got a whole bunch of text messages to read here. A lot of stuff coming up, and we got another full hour here on the program. Check it out in a moment. Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
USA Headline News. I'm Richard Strong. That, the sound of Hurricane Patricia roaring through Mexico. The storm is now weakened. It's moving through the United States, but not before inflicting flooding in Mexican villages.
The water is only up to my ankles now on this street, but neighbors tell me that at one point it got all the way up to 5 feet. Many houses in this area got completely flooded.
Reporter Rafael Romo. The death toll in Mexico? Zero. In Texas, more than 20.
A 30-mile stretch of I-45 that runs from Dallas to Houston was shut down from the torrential rains. I spoke to Anita Foster of the American Red Cross.
In Corsicana, we opened a respite center because people are being evacuated off of highways that were shut down.
Corsicana, located 55 miles south of Dallas, had reports of up to almost 17 inches of rain. I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Headline News.
Do you have trouble remembering names or where you left your keys? Ever feel like you're just in a mental fog? Over 140 million Americans over 40 suffer age-related memory loss. That's because, as we age, our brains stop producing vital neural peptides, making it harder to retain important information. In fact, by age 50, the average person has lost half their short-term memory capacity. That's why a team of neuroscientists created Cebria, a medical miracle shown in a double-blind clinical trial to dramatically improve short-term memory in just 30 days. Better memory and clarity can boost your career and help you enjoy time with your kids and grandkids. Call 800-413-8643 now to receive a full 30-day supply of Cebria risk-free. Dramatically improve your memory with Cebria. Just call 800-413-8643. That's 800-413-8643. 800-413-8643.
Five people still in critical condition after a horrific parade crash in Oklahoma.
Police say a 25-year-old woman plowed through a crowd around 10:30 in the morning during the Oklahoma State University homecoming parade.
We know there are eight persons who are critically injured, and they've been flown from the scene by air ambulance. We know of seven serious injuries and an additional seven what we term walking wounded.
Police Captain Kyle Gibbs says the 25-year-old driver has been arrested and is being charged with DUI. I'm Melody Burkett.
In Virginia, police say they've stopped a planned school shooting and arrested two suspects.
We were able to mitigate the danger long before it presented any chance of coming to fruition.
Roger Harris with the Spotsylvania County Sheriff's Office says a 15 and a 17-year-old boy planned a phone and a bomb threat and opened fire as the school was evacuated.
There was no immediate threat to the safety of our kids or faculty.
The two teens are charged with conspiracy to commit murder. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Another church burning in St. Louis.
Until recently, the rash of church buildings have targeted predominantly black congregations within a 3-mile radius. Reverend David Triggs is pastor of United Believers in Christ Ministries. His church building was the fifth to be burned.
it completely diminishes the idea to me in my mind that this is racially provoked. This is a sin issue.
Investigators report there is a pattern to the burnings. The front door of each building has been set ablaze. Triggs wonders if the larger Christian church has somehow hurt the arsonist, and he's expressing his anger.
Maybe this individual was neglected by the church because he's obviously well-versed in chemical usage. Just with my building alone, there were, I think, three or four different chemicals that were found that they that the investigators sent off to the lab. So I believe that if he really wanted to, he could burn these churches down.
Triggs tells USA Headline News the fires have actually brought the congregations together. What he suspects is opposite of what the arsonist intends. I'm Russ Jones.
Weekend box office news. The film The Martian, number one at the box office, raking in close to $16 million. Number two, Goosebumps. And number three, Bridge of Spies, making about $11.5 million. I'm Richard Strong, USA Headline News.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi. Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. The list goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Here for another hour today as we preview the WWE Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. We took a bunch of phone calls in the last hour. Yeah, we'll take more this hour. I have some updates as well. Ryan from Cumberland was right about the Ultimate Warrior delivering pile drivers. We have animated GIFs, we have video, and we have photographs to back this up now, Mike. Ultimate Warrior performed pile drivers on Randy Savage and Rick Rude. Although at the end of the day, I still don't think this means that the Ultimate Warrior should go into the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame solely on those merits.
Rick Rude, though, should go in every Hall of Fame for working so well with the Ultimate Warrior for all of those years.
Rick Rude was a very talented man. I remember when I was a kid, one of the first times I noticed that this was not what it appeared to be was when I went to a house show and I saw Rick Rude versus the Ultimate Warrior. I was such a huge Warrior fan. I was blown away by this match. It was such a great match. And then about a month later, there was SummerSlam. And it was going to be Ultimate Warrior versus Rick Rude. And I sat there on my couch and I turned on the television and I began watching the match. And it suddenly hit me. I've seen this same match move for move. What? They're doing the exact same match I saw in Seattle. Blew my young mind. Back in a moment with more, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Going to be taking your phone calls today, 425-488-0525. Text messages, which I'm going to read here in just a moment, 425-780-7566. Toll free, 1-800-878-PLAY. That is 1-800-878-7529. And for those of you listening on Sunday who aren't listening throughout the week, we are on every single day. And the easiest way to hear us is either through TuneIn Radio or iHeartRadio. These are both free apps for your smartphone, or you can listen online with TuneIn Radio or iHeartRadio. Show air live at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, every weekday. That's noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Search Sports Byline USA on your TuneIn Radio or iHeartRadio website or app for your smartphone, and listen to us every day. It's a great time. For those of you that only have a chance to listen to it here on Sundays, now you know how to hear it every single day. Let's do a couple of these text messages here. We have a whole bunch of them with the show coming up here, the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view starting actually in less than an hour, and I just realized that the pre-show should be on, so I'll tune the television to that. If there's any big news, we'll talk about it here on the show. This person says, what do you think about wrestlers using fans' money donations through GoFundMe to pay for their expenses instead of getting a job to support themselves? That's from Jim in Virginia, Mike.
Well, I think Jim, when he called in and he brought up Barbie Hayden this past week, as far as getting a gig, I didn't know she was moving to Orlando, but now we know why. She was the one that I guess has this GoFundMe campaign, and I'll be honest, I mean, it does. I come from a different era, so I'm not used to it. Then again, if somebody is willing to give you money, take it, you know? So I don't really blame her for doing that, but I just don't know how well accepted a practice this is to get down to Orlando. But then again, I don't understand why it would be that big of a deal either. I mean, again, if somebody wants to fund you and help you out and people are willing to give you money and you can further your career by doing it, I'm not real sure I see what the big problem with this is. It's not like, because again, it's not like, you know, somebody, she hasn't been wrestling. She's been wrestling for a long time. So it's not like she just came off the street and said, hey, I want to be a wrestler, pay for it. So I don't know. I don't know. I just, the whole thing with people selling used ring gear and things like that, it just, all of that stuff just, I guess it just blows my mind. I don't understand why people would want to do this, but if they are, may more power to them.
Listen, who cares what people want to do on GoFundMe? The key is you don't have to fund them. I would never go on GoFundMe and ask for living expenses. I mean, maybe if something went terribly wrong, everything crashed and burned around me, I was desperate, I still wouldn't do it. But the point is, if you want to, and there are people out there willing to fund you, great. That's their issue, not anybody else's.
And yeah, we got Kane some gear.
Yeah, we bought Kane. That's it. That's exactly right. We bought Kane some gear. You didn't have to chip in for gear. Nobody had to chip in to buy Kane new gear. I felt like chipping in. I chipped in. We got him gear, and the ungrateful, he never wore it. It's hard to believe, but he never wore it. But the point is, it is funny to read. I kind of feel embarrassed for some of these GoFundMes that I see. Some of them are for very good causes, and it makes me very happy when the people get the money. Some of them are not for very good causes at all, and I'm like, man, you made that much money? Good for you. But yes, I would never do it myself, but that's just me. Whatever you want to do is whatever you want to do. Whatever you can get people to pay for. When you're doing those GoFundMes, if you're a wrestler, I guess more power to you. WWE probably announced Open Challenge without an idea for whom. Watch it be Big Show, this person says. Also be Jericho for a surprise. I guarantee fans will be chanting Daniel Bryan before the match and be disappointed with anything else. Well, it'll be their own problem if that's what happens. By the way, they will chant Daniel Bryan because of your site reporting him seeking a third doctor. People will use that info to turn hope into excitement, happiness. Not your fault. We are hopeless sheep, this person says.
Let's say, well, they don't need our site to chant Daniel Bryan. They're going to do it anyway.
This person says, I want Kevin Owens to challenge Cena for losing to Ryback because he needs gold for his family, of course. That would be a realistic scenario. I don't think the Ryback is beating Kevin Owens.
I hope not.
This person says, Sami Zayn or Finn Balor could take the challenge and beat John Cena. I don't think Sami Zayn is back for another few months. And I don't think it's going to be Finn Balor. But it could be. Nothing is... I'm not ruling out the possibility of it being Finn Balor, but I don't think it is.
Now, is Finn at that NXT show?
I think he actually is in Sacramento, so that would... He'd probably in the main event, so that would probably eliminate him.
And we should probably check another box off the list, too. Apollo Crews, I would assume, is at these NXT shows as
That's right.
So
that's right.
I guess that name hasn't come up, but if it does, again, he's also in Sacramento.
Person here says, have they even said mystery opponent? It's just an open challenge like they've done, so it's probably Sheamus. Well, every open challenge involves a mystery opponent. They don't have to say those words. This person says, Kurt Angle, one night only for the U.S. title challenge. As noted, I don't think his contract with TNA is up until November. I could be wrong, but that was the impression I got. This person says, when you treat the media and your fellow peers like crap, you reap what you sow and will not get the recognition. As for Ryan and Cumberland, I vote he be banned for a week. So I guess He's talking about the Ultimate Warrior. This person.
And yeah, how he treated, by the way, too, because that was brought up, how he treated reporters or any of that stuff, I don't believe that has got anything to do with his bearings on the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame.
It should.
There are a lot of names.
Look how Terry Funk treated me today.
Exactly. There are a lot of names on that list. When you look at them, they may not have been as big in a small period as the Ultimate Warrior, but over years and years and years, you look at some of those names, how successful they were, how well received they were across the country, and it's just, you know, again, it's one of those things where stardom doesn't overtake the fact that he was not a good wrestler. He was not a good interview. He was basically a supernova shooting star, and he's going to always be someone that people from that era remember. Does not make him exactly a Hall of Famer. Everybody remembers Bo Jackson. Doesn't make Bo Jackson a Hall of Famer in either baseball or football.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air studio line. Who is this and where are you calling from? Whoa.
Tony in Omaha.
Tony, what's up?
Not too much. I just was inspired by Ryan today into an idea since the show's been expanded. How about a caller award show? Because right now I'd like to nominate Ryan for best gimmick. This can't be real. Like, it's a secret. He has a membership or not. Ultimate Warrior for the Hall of Fame. Like, are you serious?
Listen, I'm not convinced. If Ryan is a gimmick, then he's working his gimmick better than 99% of the people in wrestling nowadays.
Touche.
In which case, he probably should be in some sort of Hall of Fame.
I don't know. If you've ever been to Western Maryland or Eastern West Virginia, you know, he fits in fine.
Where are you at there?
Sorry about the noise. I was trying to get a good pump in before the pay-per-view.
You're calling from the gym.
Yeah, I'm a little caught off guard here.
What you bench?
I don't bench because I'm smart.
Didn't you hear him, Mike? He's doing the Harvard step test.
It's a Bob Backlund style. Look at you.
Speaking of which, I really think you guys should, you and Dave or Mike or, you know, whoever wants to, should interview Bob. He's done a couple of interviews online within the last week, or I think one with the torch, and pretty interesting.
Is he sane?
He's very sane. He's very adept, and he really has a really good perspective on his career and, you know, who he actually was. So, I mean, he did get into a little Mr. Backlund, but nothing like the television gimmick.
But overall, I want to thank you very much for the call. Overall, he's less insane than Ryan. Is that what you're saying? Ryan plays the gimmick better? Anyway, back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
What an eclectic mix of callers we've got waiting on the line right now. I was going to do more of these text messages, but I cannot wait a moment longer. Let's go to Wisconsin. The Outlaw is on the air. Outlaw, what's going on?
How you all doing tonight?
Great.
I'm calling in because I have some questions about a couple of wrestlers. I've been hearing some rumors that Jeff Hardy's coming back over to WWE, and Stone Cold Steve Austin's going to interrupt tonight's match with Brock Lesnar and Undertaker so he can get a match with Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. What do you all think about that?
Well, Outlaw, I want to thank you very much for the call regarding Jeff Hardy. I would not be surprised if someday we saw Jeff Hardy back in WWE. That one I will not rule out. I don't think you're going to see it tonight. I don't know what his contractual status is. I think he's still under contract with TNA. But I would not be... they brought back Team 3D, the Dudleys. I mean, if they think that they can get one more run out of the Hardy Boys, or particularly Jeff Hardy, they'll bring him back. As far as Steve Austin... I would be very, 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 very surprised. I should have said very 35 more times so that I wouldn't have people on the board saying that I predicted he was there tonight, which invariably is going to happen. I would be very surprised if Steve Austin interfered in the match tonight and ended up having a match with Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. I don't think it's going to happen. They are in LA. I would not say it's impossible, but I would say there's probably about a 1% chance of it happening.
Brian, let me ask you a question. Would you be okay with, much like last year, they need to shake things up, they need eyeballs, I know they have the situation with his contract, but Brock Lesnar, before the end of this year, ending Seth Rollins' title reign, he goes into WrestleMania against The Rock, against whoever, defending the title. The problem with The Rock in the title is, to me, The Rock would have to get his win back against Brock Lesnar, although it's not like he's got a problem doing a job either, and Brock, you know, ending WrestleMania as the champion could still mean something. But would you shake things up and have Brock become the champion leading into WrestleMania if there's not going to be a Brock-Austin match, which there certainly doesn't seem like there will be, and still have a three-way with, like, Reigns, Dean Ambrose, and Seth Rollins? Because... whether the title's on the line or not, I think you can do something with that. And it's probably one of your better ways to shield Roman Reigns from the chorus of boos that he would probably get. It'll at least be split a little bit to Rollins, but it does take care of the WWE title picture, and it does give you a big name and a lot of the attention you would want going forward into WrestleMania season.
Here's what I do. I bring up Bayley. I have her be your new John Cena with the Make-A-Wish and the kids and everything else.
Oh, I thought you were going to have her beat Seth Rollins.
You could do that too, but I bring her up to take on that role because I think she can be your John Cena replacement or at least your other John Cena. I turn Roman Reigns heel immediately, if not sooner. Mm-hmm. I have Brock Lesnar win the WWE title from Seth Rollins. I have Brock Lesnar go into Mania as the babyface champion. I have Roman Reigns go in as the heel challenger. The fans can boo him all they want because they're supposed to, and you can either coronate him there or not. I would presume that they're going to, but I think that's the easiest scenario. Here's why people keep bringing up Steve Austin. Number one, because they did that tease in that first podcast with Paul Heyman, which apparently they weren't supposed to do. That's number one. But the reason people keep bringing up Steve Austin, even though repeatedly Steve Austin and everybody involved in the company has said it's not going to happen, the reason people keep bringing it up is because Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar, when Brock Lesnar broke the streak, that was a legendary match. Even though it was bad, it was a legendary match. They came back this past summer. They had an amazing brawl on Raw that people will remember for years. They did a great job building up SummerSlam. They had a much, much better match at SummerSlam. It was a home run. They were going to do the third match at WrestleMania. For some reason, Vince decided, no, we're going to end it at Hell in a Cell. Now, the only reason that anybody can figure that Vince McMahon would make that decision is because Vince must feel he's got a much, much bigger match for Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam. That raises the question, what in the world could that be? Because it ain't Braun Strowman. They teased Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns last year. I'm not sure how they think it's going to be bigger this year. It's not going to be The Rock, because The Rock is supposed to face Triple H. Maybe they changed their mind. Maybe it's going to be Brock Lesnar versus The Rock for the WWE title or something. I don't know. But the reason everyone thinks it's Steve Austin is because that's one match they can come up with in Texas that seems like it would be a bigger deal than Brock Lesnar versus The Undertaker. That's why people think it. I don't think it's going to happen, but I can understand why people think it's going to happen.
Well, one of the other reasons why, and it may even be the biggest reason why, is because of the state of WWE right now. That's one of the other big reasons why. You know, it's amazing how a podcast and some jawing back and forth between Paul Heyman and Steve Austin turned into what it turned into. But that definitely shows you the state of the rest of the quote unquote superstars in that promotion. And that's got a lot to do with it, too. To me, I think it's a no-brainer to do Rock and Brock if Rock is available. Again, you have to, I guess, figure out the loss. But to me, you know, Brock Lesnar, they've done a lot to try to make him, I don't want to say not special, but I don't think they've accentuated every positive that he's had over the last couple of years. But because he's Brock Lesnar and because of the lack of stars that they have, he's still special, and he's almost Teflon right now, no matter what you do. But besides that, if he can't do that, why not have it be Roman Reigns? I know people get sick of me saying you should turn this guy heel, but at this point, why the hell would you not? He's going to get booed at Mania anyway. And I think you talked about this with Dave. I can't remember, but he's going to get booed anyway. Why not go all out? And because the biggest advantage to that is we know the guy can talk a little bit. We know he's got, there was badassery involved with Roman Reigns for the longest time until all that Daniel Bryan stuff happened last year in January. That was not his fault. You can have a guy with a chip on his shoulder saying, you know, you guys turned against me. It wasn't my fault. Everybody's coming at me saying, anybody but you, screw you, it should be me. And he's going to shove it down everybody's throat. And I think being more relaxed, being able to play the heel, and having The Rock, you know, in his ear, kind of helping him along with getting comfortable in that role, to me, it's a no-brainer. And plus, what that also does is it takes Brock Lesnar out of the mix for a while, too, because of those dates that he has, the issues with his contract. I'm not saying have Paul Heyman turn against him,
but you could do that too. I just don't think that's the best idea in the world. But to send those two packing for a while, you know, 3 months or whatever it's going to be after WrestleMania, and then he comes back, you know, rearing to go, maybe at Hell in the Cell or whatever it would be to come back after Reigns again down the line, I think that might be the best way to go.
All right, well, listen, the couple of notes, we're already getting the pre-show match here, the six-man, and Stardust and the Ascension are watching to build up the match with Stardust and Cesaro. It's a six-man tag. And John Cena just announced the John Cena Open Challenge is opening up the pay-per-view. And so it's not going to be long before we find out what they're going to do in that match. Let's go to Long Beach. You are on the air. What's going on? Hello, Long Beach. Is it Ray?
Yes. Hey, how are you?
Yeah, you're on the air. What's up?
Long-time listener, first-time caller. How are you guys doing? I wanted to talk a little bit about the Hell in the Cell pay-per-view, and I've been a fan of WWE for more than 20 years and everything like that. I love what they're doing. But lately, I just wanted your take on the ratings issue, why, you know, poor viewership and everything like that. Let me just give you my quick take on it. Let me just say this. I like Triple H. Always been a fan of him. You know, he does great things for Susan Coleman and everything like that and for the NXT stars. A great guy. Here's the problem I have with the company. He has been in every major storyline for the past 15 years, possibly even more, but just as I remember. And WWE likes to sometimes go back 10 years and do the same storyline just with different characters. But this is like the same storylines also still featuring Triple H in them. And what do you guys, I just want your take on that. What do you guys think on that?
Well, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. We'll talk about this when we come back from the break. We've got to head to commercial here. But we'll tackle that. We'll take more phone calls. We'll talk about this opener here on the pay-per-view. Wade Barrett is on his way down to the ring right now for the six-man. And, yes, Dolph Ziggler is in the ring.
Looking
and so,
like Motley Crue. Look at him.
That's right. We're going to find out very soon if the debuting Tyler Breeze is going to run in and attack him, as I expect him to do. And by the way, if you guys have not seen SmackDown, the segment with Tyler Breeze, first off, there was nobody in the building, which was pretty depressing. And second off, he jammed Dolph Ziggler's neck into his selfie stick, which years ago would have been a career-ending injury.
4 months.
But Dolph Ziggler is back here, and he's 100%, and he's ready to go. We shall be right back. We'll talk ratings, Triple H, and more. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Sports fans, it's time to take football to a whole new level. Put the excitement back in the game and put your money where your mouth is. Real Vegas odds and incredible player props make MyBookie your best bet this season. Did the game already go off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live betting on all your favorite sporting events. Create your account today. Right now, the baseball playoffs are in full swing. Don't just watch the game, be a part of it. It's time to get off the sidelines and start winning today. We guarantee fast, convenient payouts over the phone or online. MyBookie is the best website for all of your wagering needs. Call now at 844-900-BETS. Enter promo code USA. That's USA. And receive a 100% bonus. That's 844-900-2387. Or go online to MyBookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Couple of text messages here, and then we'll move on to the phone calls. This person says, how about once a year WWE doing an uncensored pay-per-view and allowing blood? Well, that's not going to happen.
Yep.
No blood, everybody. It's just not going to happen. This is the PG blood-free era, so don't hold your breath. This person says, I thought about a rant, but how often do you get a global force call? This is from Chris in Las Vegas. I thought of a stipulation. Ryan is banned till he can prove he is able to spend $10.99 to support all of the work you do and the calls you take from him. So he's banned until he sends a receipt.
Either that or some medical records so you can write them off on your taxes.
This person says, Eddie, JBL was a bull rope match where they had all of that blood.
Ah.
And this person says, it's John in Arkansas. I've long thought that wrestlers in training should watch Lou Thesz and Rick Rude on how to move in the ring. And there's a lot of guys that you could watch to figure out how to move in the ring. All right, let's go to, I believe, Jim in Virginia. Jim, you're on the air.
What's going on, guys?
What's happening?
I don't want to throw out a prayer request for Judy Martin, legendary women's wrestling star. She's having breast cancer surgery this Friday. We wish her all the best. Now, what I called to talk about, this is what I, I want to ask Mike about. I was going down, I was looking up stuff about Stardom, the recent USA shows and everything. I was looking about who behind the scenes runs Stardom. Take a guess who is the president of the Women's Wrestling Superstars, the president of Stardom USA.
Who is that?
Well, it's Medusa, right?
She's commissioner.
Take a guess. Commissioner, Mike, come on.
Is it cheerleader Melissa?
Yes, it is.
How about that?
But what I'm trying to figure, how would that work? I mean, is that good, or why would you want a current star being the president? That's what my question is.
Well, I think it's just, again, I think they're just figurehead roles, I would assume. Melissa's been going over to work in Japan for years. I mean, years and years. I'll never know exactly what it is, considering she came from a wrestling family and she's got the look that she has. I'll never truly understand why she has not gotten a real shot. She did have a little bit in TNA, but I mean, you know, you look at cheerleader Melissa, especially at that point in her career, and you decide to cover her up and make her Raisha Shaid. It was just bizarre to me. But she's been going over there for a long time, and I don't know if she speaks the language or not, but I would assume she's been a liaison for a lot of the women here to go over there. So to me, it's just a figurehead position. They kind of have those positions over there in Japan, too, even if the women are involved with running the company or something like that. You know, it's still Rossi Ogawa, if I'm not mistaken, that owns and operates the promotion and is the one that make the final calls on everything. So I think it's just a way to have, you know, they were running the shows in California. That's where Melissa's based out of. And Medusa, you use that name because, you know, it's the biggest women's wrestling name out there that you can get. So I think that's really all it is. And, you know, she can still be active and still, you know, pull off what she's going to do and not really, you know, you can build it in the storylines and not have it really be, you know, anything major.
Well, thank you very much for the call, Jim. We got to get moving here. I'd like to mention, by the way, that a couple of months ago, I think it was, somebody asked who was doing all of the training of the women in NXT, and I mentioned Sarah Amato, and boy, did Twitter explode about how I was wrong, and Sarah Amato is not a trainer. Do you remember all this rigmarole?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, funny you watched this new WWE Breaking Ground show, and Sarah Amato's all over the show training the women. And this is not a show taped a long time ago because the Tough Enough winners are there. All of the new signees like Amanda are there. This show, by the way, if you've not seen it, it's a good show. It's very professionally done. And what is amazing to me about it is you look at the Performance Center and you look at all these real sports stars that they have recruited and you look at their training program and the way it's set up, this multi-million-dollar facility. And it's not just this Breaking Ground, but you watch Table for Three, which is kind of hit and miss. Sometimes they're great, sometimes they're not, depending on the personalities. Renee Young's got her Unfiltered show. Corey Graves has got his show. If you watch all of the programming on the WWE Network, you could sit there and go, man, this company is on fire. This company's awesome. Everything they do is so professional. There's so many great personalities. There's so many great programs. And then you watch Raw. This Raw show, when I was watching Breaking Ground, I thought Raw is even worse now than it was before I watched this show. I'm watching Breaking Ground. I'm watching personalities. I'm watching characters. I'm getting behind people. They did a great job with Baron Corbin. A great job. They're doing a great job with poor Devin, who ends up getting cut, by the way, from WWE, and I think they fire her on the show the way that it's going.
Shocking.
They do a great job with you know, they're showing Sarah Amato talking to the girls, and she's being a mentor, and they're talking to Norman Smiley, who's being a mentor to the guys, and they've got these clips on William Regal and his career, and it's just amazing to me that all of these shows they do on the WWE Network are chock full of personality and professionalism, and it comes off so awesome. And then you watch Raw, and it's a sea of geek mid-carders, none of whom are over. I don't even know really how to explain it. I think what I'm trying to say is this. The WWE Network is watched by the hardest of the hardcore. Raw is watched by the masses. If you want to build like a new generation of wrestling fans, you're not going to do it with programming on the WWE Network. You need to build a new generation of wrestling fans. You need to increase the popularity of this business utilizing the most watched programming that you have, which is Raw. And when I watch everything that they produce from Raw all the way down to the least watched show on the network, Raw is the worst thing when it comes to perpetuating the sport of professional wrestling. And that's the thing that most people are watching.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. Antonio Cesaro was just wrecking shop there on the pre-show.
My point is, you got to go watch this Breaking Ground, everybody.
Well, that's true. But also, back to the Sarah Amato thing. There are a lot of trainers there. There are a lot of people working with a lot of other people. And there were times where, yes, I guess she was on the road. She was doing things in Stanford or was doing things at backstage at Raw and at SmackDown. That doesn't mean she gets no credit whatsoever. You know, and I think that's, you know, it was just like a lot of people pointing the finger with, see, And look, she's not there all. There are lots of people there. If I'm not mistaken, you got Adam Pearce, you got Robbie Brookside, you got, you know, God knows, Norman Smiley. You have a ton of people down there helping out and helping out the women. Apparently, Sarah Stock. I mean, that's the reason that Dark Angel is coming up to be there, is to mostly be a trainer. And is to not, I guess, not even really be NXT talent as much as just she's there to help train. So there's a lot of hands. And the person at the top usually reaps the rewards and gets the credit. That's usually how things work. And Sarah Amato does deserve her fair share of credit, even if she's not there, you know, working 24/7, 365 every minute and second of the day with those women.
Let's go to... What do we have here? We got a million people on the line, and my list is long. Let's go to, is it Steve in Boston?
That's right.
Trevor
that's
in
right.
Iowa.
Over,
whoever's on
over
the air.
Boston.
All right, Boston, what's going on?
Not much, man. Just wanted to touch on something you've been hitting on all night, and that's pretty much, you know, what do we expect from a WWE Hell in the Cell pay-per-view in this, you know, PG, blood-free WWE universe. I mean, the Taker Brock feud has always been one of my favorite programs. I love the first Hell in a Cell match, No Mercy 2002. It was just had great storytelling. You know, all three men, including Heyman, were bloodied, and Taker was just brutally bloodied in that match. I just wanted to get your take on, you know, what path can they take this match tonight? I wasn't really sure what to expect. The build-up has just sucked. I mean, there's no other way to really put it. I love the SummerSlam match, but I really don't know what to expect tonight, because I really love that 2000 Mercy match, and I just don't know if they can top it in 2015.
Well, let me tell you something. I want to thank you very much for the call. They're not going to top it in 2015, and the issue to me is, I mean, to a degree, I don't know what they're going to do in that match, but the bigger issue to me is, there was a Raw show several weeks ago, and Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt were doing something in the main event. I don't know if it was a six-man. I think it might have been a singles match. It doesn't matter. The point is that when they were in the ring wrestling, nobody cared at all. The crowd was absolutely dead silent. So when the match is over, they go outside, and they start brawling all over the place. They brawl into the crowd. They're fighting amongst the fans. They're fighting around the barricade. They're fighting on the announcer's table. They're doing all of these crazy, hardcore spots. And when the show was over, somebody in the company texted me and said, match for Hell in a Cell is going to be Roman versus Bray. I can't remember if it was Last Man Standing or Falls Count Anywhere. It was one of the two. And I thought, well, that makes sense. And that'll be good because the fans really cared about these guys when all of this carnage was involved. So the next day, WWE announces at Hell in a Cell, Roman Reigns will be facing Bray Wyatt in the cell. And I was like, oh, yeah? So you are restricting them to being in the ring because they can't fight on the announce table. They can't fight in the crowd. They can't fight around the barricade. They're going to have to stay in the ring and do a wrestling match with no blood. I, honest to God, could not think of a worse possible scenario for these two guys than to be thrown in the cell and be forced to do a wrestling match. Now, granted, maybe there's going to be a bunch of plunder that just happens to be under the ring. Maybe they'll use tables and ladders and chairs and violence and smoke and fire extinguishers. And maybe it's going to
holograms.
Turn out okay. Holograms. But, man...
Boys' choirs.
Of all the matches to restrict to the ring, that's the one you chose?
Well, maybe somebody watched old, speaking of Jerry Lawler, old Memphis, and they're going to do the thing where it's like him against Austin Idol and the hair versus hair match, and Tommy Rich's crazy ass came out from under the ring, and Paul Heyman was going nuts on the outside, and they crotch Roman Reigns, and lucky for you, this feud could continue.
Hey, guess who's in the front row at Hell in a Cell?
Who?
Michelle McCool.
She's loving life.
She's not going to be loving life when her husband gets beat in the middle of the ring by Brock Lesnar tonight. Although, like I said earlier, I don't really know what's going to happen, but I think there's going to be some sort of wacky creative finish to the Brock Lesnar-Undertaker match. I guess we'll find out what it is tonight, but We shall see. Very quickly.
By the way, I just want to shoehorn in Godspeed Doris Atkinson, Doris Von Erich.
That's right. Kevin Von Erich's mother passed away. And also, should mention tickets. There are a few tickets left if you're in L.A. They just opened up the final seats. I was told if you want a ticket, go now, because you can still get in. To the phone, studio line, very quickly, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Sammy from New Jersey.
Yes, Sammy.
Just real quick, what you were saying before about PG, does it ever bother you that throughout the PG era, there have been plenty of examples with Cena, Lesnar, The Rock, and Hunter, that the PG doesn't matter? Starting from Lesnar's beginning with all the blood, even his last match with Taker, they arbitrarily decide we're not going to do PG plenty of times if you're a top star or a fan.
Well, I'll talk about that. Yeah, let me talk about PG after the break. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Hell in a Cell is about to kick off. Wanted to mention quickly the blood that we saw in some of these recent matches. I don't count Hardaway blood as being able to get away with circumventing the PG rules. Sometimes people just get busted open. And sometimes, coincidentally, it's guys that can get away with it. But we can talk more about this on the show tomorrow, since we are here live every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. If you're listening on Sirius Satellite Radio, you can hear us every single day. Use the TuneIn Radio app on your smartphone or iHeartRadio, which is also available as an app on your smartphone. If you use TuneIn, it's completely free. All you have to do is search Sports Byline USA. You can get the 24-hour Sports Byline feed, and we air every day live at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and we replay at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. So if you've only heard the show on Sundays, now you know. Every single day during the week, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sports Byline USA, TuneIn Radio on your smartphone, and all of this information is always up on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com as well. So tomorrow at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, if you forget how to listen to the show, just go to WrestlingObserver.com, and there you go. A link to listen live and free every day. Tonight for subscribers, we got more shows coming. Brian and Vinny post-show for Hell in a Cell. Wrestling Observer Radio post-show with myself and Dave Meltzer. These shows available only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com, so check that out. Also tonight at 9 Pacific, midnight Eastern, on the Dark Matter Digital Network on TuneIn Radio, I will be live with After Dark Radio. More information on that at WrestlingObserver.com as well. WrestlingObserver.com, the place to go. We'll be back tomorrow with more. Thanks, everybody at Byline. Mike, as always, enjoy Hell in a Cell. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.